9/11 had a had an impact, of course, on all of us, and it happened to be the Tuesday morning that I usually write my columns or wrote my columns for the Trib, and I had to write one that morning. And then I wrote a bunch of poems about it. I'm only going to read you three, but I want to sort of get into the spirit of the times. The whole suite is called 9/11. It's always the same. Nothing will ever be the same. 12 December 2001. We're lucky not to be one of them yet, the vaporized, who become atmospheric, their 15 seconds of fame spread like volcanic dust around the globe, blocking reflection. We've always been lucky. Even now we have death with our pleasures, death to make the customers happier to buy great quilts, log hammocks, polar tech pouches, joystick distractions. But we know what it means. Death plucks my ear and says, "Live, I am coming." Virgil wrote, turning his face from the porno squeals of the killing fields of the circus. Death, you are here already. Our only way out, our worst possible fear, fast or slow, a sudden closure, cauterizing life, a long, dreadful agony that can't be withstood for a second, ripped from sunshine and our holy toys, like arms torn off in a combine.